This week's podcast is brought to you by Homestead Auction Realty. Go Rockets!
Welcome, Rocket fans, to the Monday podcast. I'm here with Coach Sean Thompson and defensive coordinator Gage Courtney. Rockets are coming off a nice 58-28 win over Ballard Memorial, a game that maybe was a little closer than that score might indicate. It certainly was to start the fourth quarter. Coach Thompson, this is a nice win. I know that everybody wanted to go beat them because of what happened last year. But we paid a price with some injuries, too, and I'll let you speak to that.
Yeah, you know, it was a really big win for us, showing that we can go out and play against a great offense like that and still come out on top. You know, the things they do defensively allowed us to put some points up, and, you know, Devin Nesbitt had a big night, as well as Hunter Boone, and we were able to get those points to make sure we came out on top. As far as the injuries go, I guess to add to the long list of injuries you have.
That already?
Yeah, you have T-Bone having an issue with his hip. He had some soreness throughout the week, but felt like he was fine. And then, you know, there may be a little more to it, which we'll know more tomorrow morning. So right now I don't really want to speak on that, but we want to make sure he gets healthy. And then we'll address it once we know more about it. And then late in the game, Devin Porter goes down. You can actually see it on film, him and another kid bang shins. And I think it kind of shocked the nerves or compressed the nerves, as Dr. Johnny would say. He had no feeling there, but he had x-rays after the game, and they came back negative, and he's starting to be able to put pressure on his leg and stuff. So we'll just see where he's at as far as pain tolerance.
Mm-hmm. And Lathan Easley.
And then Lathan rolled his ankle, the same one he's had issues with for the past two or three years. But, you know, from his mouth, he didn't feel like it was like any of the other rolls. I saw it after the game. It was really swollen and puffy, but, you know, after the game, he was also walking on it, too, which is that's huge when you roll your ankle, to be able to walk on it as normal as possible. So hopefully he's getting better, and we'll see him in just a little bit and know more about him as well.
Now, this time of the year, you can expect to be banged up a little bit. Everybody is, and, you know, unfortunately, some of ours have been some season-ending injuries for some. But we're about to get some back, too, it looks like.
Yeah, we should have Justin Phillips come back this week and possibly looking at Jagger Hayes coming back here soon, which would help add depth to our line. We're getting thin up front.
I think Caden McAllister is
Caden McAllister is a few more weeks. He's rehabbing now. He's been released to rehab, so he's going three times a week, and hopefully in about 2 weeks he might be able to give it a go. Mm-hmm. Well, it would be 3 weeks, but 2 weeks of rehab.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit too. Again, you mentioned Devin Nesbitt. Holy cow, what a night. That was probably one of the most incredible individual performances I believe I've ever seen since I've been around here, and that's been a long time.
Yeah, and you know, you can expect things like that out of Devin every night. It's just him seizing the moment and having the opportunities and making the plays. He's a guy that we know is explosive, and anytime he touches the ball, it could be a big play. And Friday, Ballard Memorial found that out. You know, for him, 7 touchdowns in the game is just unbelievable.
And 3 in the fourth quarter when the game got tight,
the game away. and I spoke on this on the radio for Devin. You know, one of the things he always started defense before, but we felt like he could be a complete back if he wasn't playing both ways. Well, you know, some things happened, and he was playing a lot of defense at that time, and he just showed his growth as a player to be able to go in and still be an effective running back, still playing defense. So that was huge to know that Devin can do that now, and going forward, you know, we keep having to fill holes with injuries, you know, we know we can use him. And he played some defensive end in this game, too, went down in the trenches. I mean, he did it all.
And, you know, you mentioned a second ago that, you know, you expected that. And I'm the same way. You know, in the past, if a player would have put up 344 all-purpose yards like he did, you know, my eyes would have been bugging out after the game. But with Devin, it's like, we know he can do it.
And
it's just a day at the office for him.
Yeah, definitely. And with the way our offense is set up every week, just depending on what the defense is going to give us. We go into every week saying we're going to do what we do. And, you know, every week it's someone else. Mm-hmm. And we don't know that until we get into the game, because it's all based off what the other team's going to give us. And they opened the door for Devin to have a humongous game, and he went through it. I told him early in the week, it's time to take the handcuffs off, and it's time for you to be you. No more holding back, no more saving it. We're almost through this season, your last season, it's time to go. And he looked at me and smiled and said, you're right. You're right. You know, almost like I've been waiting for you to tell me that. Let's go. So, you know, he's a guy that you look to for him to get stronger as the year goes and really have some big games here in the next few weeks.
Well, it's like flames were rolling off his back out there. And I tell you, I thought the big play was when we got probably the most as favorable a spot as we've gotten this year on Hunter's carry.
Yes.
And they took the chains out across on the other side of the field, and went by inches, or maybe less, we got the first down on that Hunter Boone run. Mm-hmm. And then the next play, Devin, boom, there it goes. I thought that turned it on.
Dagger in the chest right there.
Yeah.
You know, just, and that just shows his growth as a player. He stuck his foot in the ground and accelerated, whereas in the past he might have looked to cut a few times.
Yeah.
He stuck his foot and accelerated. Something Coach Courtney works with him every week on is just being able to hit the hole and go and use his speed as opposed to moving and dancing. So, I mean, he said that he really did change the game right there. I think, you know, they stop us right there. We're only up 10. They go have an opportunity to score. It becomes a different game for him to go in and say that's not going to happen was huge. And Hunter as well, to have. I knew as soon as that ball was snapped the way Hunter was running, because it was a punt. It's our punt team. We have so many fakes built into our punt. I knew he was running that from the jump. And for him to have just to know this is mine, this is my opportunity to affect the game and go and take it for us, just shows how senior-led and mature that these guys have gotten, because you could just tell by the way he was running, he was going all along.
Gosh, there were so many nice performances out there by the Rocket offense, but this defense, too. Coach Courtney, I mean, golly, Bill, can this Marinelli cat can sling it around, and then these boys catch it.
Yeah, Marinelli is a really good player, and he had some guys, especially the Cox kid, and I'm not sure the other.
The other boy had the big night, you know, Trenton Howard, 209 yards receiving, and everything that was in his area, he caught it.
Yeah, we worked a lot this week of how they could extend plays and just kind of throw it up, and they would go and make plays on the ball. And we worked it this week. We didn't stop it as well as we felt like we should have. And also, we showed Cox a lot of extra love. We dealt with him all night and tried to make someone else beat us. And the other kid did a great job stepping in and making some plays.
And a lot of that was underneath stuff, too. He was kidding, but they were moving the chains. They had a lot of first downs, you know, in the game. They out first downed us, I think, about 2-1.
Yeah, they moved the ball on us all night pretty consistently. You know, I try not to be too negative on the radio, but that wasn't our best performance defensively. We made a lot of mistakes. You know, I felt like that the game plan was right coming in, but they did a lot of things to hurt us that we didn't expect. And also, I mean, not to blame anything on the injuries, but we had a lot of guys out of positions, and a positive part of that was we would have got a lot of guys come in, fill in, and do a good job when they did get in there.
And, you know, sometimes luck just plays into it, because there were a couple of times he threw the very ill-advised threw the ball up out there, and their guys found it before our guys did, about all you can say.
Yeah, and I talked to one of the coaches about how many turnovers we left on the field.
Oh,
and the whole
six.
Game changes. I mean,
four
fumbles, five. A lot of those we didn't cause, but the ball's on the ground, we got to come up with them, we run right by them. Just the ball didn't bounce our way, we drop a few picks, some on our helmet, on our hands.
Yeah.
And if you take, we just get half of those.
Right.
They may have scored two times. You know, and that's a lot of new age defense. These offenses are getting so good. If you can't turn them over, you're going to have trouble stopping them. So we just did not – we amp turnovers every week, and we just did not do a good job turning them over this week.
Who is your defensive player of the week this week?
We'll have a co-defensive, Lathan Easley. He had 9 solos, 2 assists. He also added 3 sacks, a tackle for loss, and he caused a fumble. And then the other one would be Gavin Dickerson. He had 8 solos and 8 assists, so 16 total tackles. I thought Lathan played well all night. He gave us a lot of boosts when we needed them, made a lot of big sacks and key moments to get them behind the chains, and Gavin had to step in back to his old role when Tyler went down the second half to play middle linebacker. Yeah. Did a great job. And he wasn't just tackling people. I was excited to see him. He was knocking people out, some big hits, and I was glad to see him.
Braxton Winters had a big game, too.
He also did, yeah. Braxton Winters had 9 solos and 2 assists and a pass breakup. Hunter Jones had 7 solos. And Hunter Jones is in a tough spot. He's always quiet, and put a lot of stress on Hunter Jones to make plays 2-on-1 out in open space. And he does a great job every week.
He almost had a pick or two.
That would have helped his back.
What about your lineman of the week?
The lineman this week would have been Devin Porter. You know, with Brock being out in the first quarter, he starts the game at center and he goes in and does a great job. You know, it's hard to change positions like that, you know, and make it work. In the middle of the season, you've been doing one thing all year, but we didn't have any bad snaps, and the offense was able to keep it moving just like it had been. Then he moves over in the middle of the game to guard and just goes back to being him. And he's a guy, you know, this year his mentality's changed from years past, and he's just nasty, and I like it. He's an undersized lineman, and he moves well for him, but he's just nasty. He gets up into defenders, and he wants to drive them in the ground, and I love that about him. We got to see that on Friday, so he's the lineman of the week.
Well, I hope he can play this week with one shin.
Yeah. How do you do?
I'm sure Devin was your offensive player of the week.
Yeah, Devin was the offensive player, as well as the first time we've had someone fill two roles. He's going to be the special team player of the week as well.
Return to kickoff.
You get a special team touchdown like that, and it just was a big play for us. You know, they had just went down and scored their first touchdown, and he just answers and just responds, and he did a good job all night of just every time they threw a punch, he countered with a haymaker, and it was just nice to have that when you're out there on a Friday in a battle like that. So he offense and special teams of the week.
Well, I know, like I said, this was a game you wanted to win, but we have to remember it was a non-conference game. It really doesn't make that big a difference other than that pride that we have in right now being 6-1.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, this is kind of where we thought we might be if things go well. Now we've got two big games coming up, and both of these are district games. We have Fulton County at home, and then we're going to hit the road and go to Russell.
Yeah, we want to make sure these are the ones that matter. These are the ones that your playoff seeding is based off of, how many playoff home games you get, where you go, and who comes to you. So these two games are way more important than Ballard or any of the other non-district games. So we want to make sure we come in this week as healthy as we possibly can be and go out there and get after them.
Coach Courtney, when I walked in, you were here in the office looking at film. Fulton County, they're athletic and big, thick kids.
Yeah, Fulton County's got a ton better. You know, they're big up front, and they have their way with a lot of teams up front. I see them just driving guys off the ball. They're pretty run heavy, but like you said, they have really good athletes. So even though they might look like a 3 yards in a cloud of dust offense, really they line up in the power eye, and they'll break a lot of big runs off with a few guys that run really hard.
And we'll break that upcoming game down on Thursday during the webcast. Good luck this week, guys, getting ready for Fulton County this fall break, kind of a different schedule for the week, and keep everybody focused and get these guys, you know, back, you know, lick some wounds if you have to this week. Yeah. You know, do what you got to do.
Definitely. We've got to put it back together. So.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Don't forget, Rocket fans, for all of your real estate needs, contact Homestead Auction Realty.